Blog Talk Radio.
What are you doing here?
I'm looking for the underground.
No, you're too young. You don't look a day over 60.
How old are you?
I'm 125.
ちょっと待って、任せて任せて。ここ通してもいいけど、一回やばいもの見せてもらわないと。
You. All I got is this.
BVS to tech all in my wristwatch. Got it jumping like I'm crisscross. She gon' bring her girl, let them crisscross. Dripping water, I forgot to turn my wrist off. All that go, y'all, let them crisscross. All that go, y'all, let them crisscross. She gon' bring her girl, let them crisscross. All that go, y'all, let them crisscross. Hold on, plus, tell her bitch, get up.
Yeah.
too much sauce. That's too much sauce. Protect, delete, the plan. That's too much sauce. Hermes in the aim. That's too much sauce. They let me know before I was famous. I had too much sauce. Audemars Hublot now. That's too much sauce. That's too much sauce. Got too much sauce. Diamonds on all of my fingers. Too much sauce.
Yeah, all of my diamonds ain't shining. Haters like knock that off. Yeah, all of your diamonds are fake. Need to stop that though.
Stop that though.
You really kissing that girl like she ain't Tommy though.
Oh my god.
Shook your low nail with the haters, cause I'm blocking y'all.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's too much sauce. Yeah, yeah. Rockin' me low and I'm rockin' on white.
Too much sauce.
Yeah. She smile at me on her teeth with that ice. Smoking that gas got me high like a kite.
Too much sauce.
Yeah, diamonds they look like the sun. More like fun. Hey, yeah, that boy saw my check. He said, what's your cost? Hey, you wanna know the amount? Can you count?
Yeah. Check the leak to play with. That's too much sauce. Her man in the name. Let me know before I was famous. I had too much sauce. All of my heel blows now. It's too much sauce. It's too much sauce. Got too much sauce. It's too much sauce. I got too much sauce. Protect the leak, the plain one. That's too much sauce. Got diamonds on all of my fingers. That's too much sauce.
Too much sauce. Yeah. Diamonds ain't look like the sun. More like fuck, hey. Yeah. Young man, young man, young man. Tell myself right to a boss, like, yeah. Copping no matter the cost, like, yeah.
Too much sauce.
Yeah. For that bitch, Jennifer, right in my bed.
Too much sauce.
Yeah. Think me a future of our daughters and twins.
Too much sauce. DJ Esco.
Damn. Yeah. Wait. No, your money. Niggas act like they been new us. Yeah. If they get a G, don't move us.
No, well.
Dominate wild like a cool flip-flop. Dominate shit from the jewelry
block.
The drug got me
love
like Bermuda.
Check the leak to play with. That's too much sauce. Hermes in the name. That's too much sauce. They let me know before I was famous. I had too much sauce. All of my heel blow now. That's too much sauce. Got diamonds on all of my fingers. That's too much sauce.
Too much sauce. Yeah. Diamonds, they look like the sun.
What's going on, everybody? You got your boy coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is another Wednesday. What's going on? It's Cannabis Radio. You know what I'm saying, y'all? So what's going on, everybody? You got your boy West Coast, a.k.a. Fat Man, definitely in the building today. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful day out here, you know what I'm saying, in Las Vegas, Nevada, besides what's all going on around the world. I mean, man, it seems like we're in our last days, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. We got a damn president that's tripping, and, you know, he done fucked around and threatened North Korea and all of that shit, you know what I'm saying? So my thing is, if we do go to war, we need to send everybody's ass over there that voted for this motherfucker and this and the other. You know what I'm saying? Because this shit is crazy. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that's been logging on, that's been keeping up with us, and that's been supporting the show. I appreciate you to the utmost. Trust me, I do. You know what I'm saying? Today we got an action-packed show. Today we have a special guest from 420 Evaluation out of California, Miss Washita Moore, Ardmore, Miss Washita. I call her Washita, but Miss Washita Moore, you know what I'm saying? She'll be on the air to educate us about proper 420 evaluation. You know what I'm saying? And how to get your medical needs met. She will also explain the difference between cannabis laws from cannabis laws from California and Vegas. This will be interesting, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I'm saying? So other than that, one of the topics that we have for tonight is the effects that marijuana has on your brain, you know what I mean? So that's one of the things that, one of the issues that we're going to be talking about tonight, the effects that marijuana has on your brain and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to be getting calls, we're going to be taking calls from all over. We're going to be doing the damn thing and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? I'm waiting for my co-host to call in on the phone. I don't know where she's at. She said she was going to call in and this, that, and the other. I don't know where she's at. So hopefully she will be here in just a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, y'all, we're going to take a break. We're going to pay some bills, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to be right back, you know what I'm saying, with Cannabis Radio, y'all. We'll be right back.
Roll another. Yeah.
La la da 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 da. La da da da. La 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 da. La 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 da. La 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 da.
Yeah. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom. But then I got high. My room is still messed up. And I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
La da 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 da.
I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out.
I could have cheated and I could have passed. But I got high.
La da.
I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high, because I got high, because I got high.
Go to the next, go to the next, go to the next.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. Ooh, I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
La da, they took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high, because I got high. La da 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 da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high.
La da da.
Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high, because I got high, because I got high. La da da. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your too, but then I got high. Now I'm high, and I know why. Yeah, because I got high.
Hey,
because I got high.
Hey, do that over, man.
Because I got high.
Come on, man. Don't, come on. Go.
I messed up my entire life because I got high.
Go.
I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what?
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
Baby,
I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I'll know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high. Cause I'm high.
Are you really high, though, man?
La da 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 da.
He really is high, man.
Shoo, 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 be doo wah.
Get jiggy with it. Skippity bee bop.
What's going on, everybody? Got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. It is Cannabis Radio, you know what I'm saying? We already into the sixth episode of Cannabis Radio, so big shout out to everybody that's been following us and that's been supporting us and everything. This show is, this Cannabis Radio show, episode six, is dedicated to my man Elmer. Big shout out to my man Elmer, my Polynesian brother from another mother, you know what I'm saying? He called in last week and was talking about how he was going into surgery, and I called him today, and he was just coming out of surgery. So surgery was a success. He's fine. He's in recovery. You know what I'm saying? I just got a text back from his family and everything. So he's doing good. So aloha, Elmer. Mahalo. You know what I'm saying? We know you're going to get well soon and this and the other. And you're going to be out, man, and we're going to be kicking it. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to be doing it the Polynesian way and everything. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to my man, Elmer, out there, you know what I mean? You just got out of surgery, you know what I'm saying? And everything went great, you know what I'm saying? Because he's tough like that, you know what I mean? So big shout out to him. One other thing that I was talking about, you know, like I said, we're going to have Miss Washita Moore on the show, 420 evaluation from California and everything. One thing that I do want to do is I want to bring in my co-host and everything, you know what I'm saying, all the way from the 313. What's going on, D?
Hey there, West Coast. Thank you so much for your patience. And, yes, I'm back and I'm feeling a little bit better, so I appreciate you. And hello, Las Vegas and beyond. Thank you for tuning in to Cannabis Radio. We appreciate your support. We really do.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. You know what I'm saying? So this evening we were talking about the effects marijuana have on your brain. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I know I usually have some long-term effects on my brain after smoking and everything. I don't know about anybody else. I don't know about anybody else, but you know, the effects that the long-term effects that marijuana has on your brain and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? I also understood that it is very it helps fight what is that? Lou Gehrig's disease and multiple sclerosis that they find in the brain, you know what I'm saying? They find more white cells than they do red cells in your brain and everything, and marijuana helps, you know, fight that, helps combat that, you know what I'm saying? People don't understand the medical reasons of what this does for everyone, and this is why we try and educate everyone that comes on the show, you know what I'm saying, and we try and educate everyone that listens to the show, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, big shout out to everybody out there, you know, that we've been doing, of course, American Airlines, you know what I'm saying, Boo Boo's Mexican Gourmet Food Truck, you know what I'm saying, Doughboy, you know what I'm saying, Doughboy Trees and Treats, and of course, you know, Honey Badger, we got Cosmic Kitty out there, you know what I'm saying, that's doing the damn thing and everything like that, you know what I'm saying, so big shout out to those, people. We have a big fundraiser coming up very soon that I am working on for our veterans and everything like that, and working on a couple of things to try and get medical needs for our vets and get these things out and get them moving and get them circulating, and so we can all fellowship and we can all work together and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Do you not think that that is a good idea, Miss Dana, and this and the other, Miss D? I'm sitting here babbling on the fucking phone and shit like that there. Hello, can anybody hear me?
That's okay. I got you, yeah. No, I... Oh, that's funny. I was like, oh, it's okay. We're going to let him go, and if he's on a roll, it's okay.
Yeah.
I got
you,
because I do that
too
sometimes, and people are like, damn. Now I'm like, it's okay. You went off on a tangent, but I'm with you. And that's the thing. People need to understand those effects and what, you know, what... There's proof. There's medical facts and proofs and things, and everybody has a story that they've gone through and how things have changed them or, you know, helped them in their life, whether it's pain management or whatever. So, but the effects on the brain have a lot to do with that. You know, some people say, hey, look, I think better. I think more clearly. It, you know, it helps me. You know, I've heard these stories from different people. So it's, you know, it's depends on who you are and your chemical makeup, and it does different things to different people and different strains and things
right.
like that. But for the most part, I've heard the positive side of it, that, hey, it's helped me, or it's helped with headaches rather than taking pills or chemicals. You know, we're such a, you know, pill-popping society. I hate to put it that way, for lack of a better phrase, but it's so true.
Right.
You know, I've got this, and let me take a pill, and let me take this. And it's absolutely ridiculous. The, you know,
right.
side effects and the I don't know even how to say it, but the ridiculousness of the thought of, oh, I have this symptom, so I'm going to take this pill, but I might have all these other side effects, but it's okay because it's going to take care of this one thing. It's ludicrous. And they
right.
get you hooked on these medications, and it is drugs, and then they, you know, then they look down on something that's natural, which I just don't understand.
Exactly. Big shout out to all my people out there listening, you know what I'm saying? We have my people out there in Tacoma, Washington, out there listening, you know what I'm saying? My man Callie and Maniac, you know what I'm saying? I guess they on a break and they sitting down listening to Cannabis Radio, you know what I'm saying? But like we say, you know, everything has a different effect on the brain. Starting next month, which will be going into our second season already of Cannabis Radio.
Wow.
And everything, we'll be going into our second season, and next season we'll be picking a strand of the month, and we'll be picking that strand, and we'll be talking about it, pushing it, everything like that, and getting the insides and the outsides of the strand, what it does, what health, what it does health-wise, what it does recreational-wise, and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Anwar Tequila. Anwar Tequila is wants to come aboard and be one of the sponsors for Cannabis Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Phenomenal.
And of course, 420 Dispensaries right here on Sahara and Paradise. We're setting up a meeting, setting up an interview with them. So we are going to be around the area and everything, dealing with a lot of these bigger dispensaries and things like that, because it seems like the bigger dispensaries will appreciate what Cannabis Radio does for them, and they already have been showing their appreciation. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out, like I said, to American Airlines and you know what I'm saying, and Doughboy Trees and Treats, you know what I'm saying? Honey Badger, you know what
shout
I mean?
Shout out to Chef.
Killer.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, and Killer Treats, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Shout out to
Chef.
The chef and everything like that, you know,
that's
and shout
name.
Out to them. But, you know, but let's, starting in the next season, our list will be a lot shorter, and our sponsorship will be a lot shorter and everything due to people that want to do one thing and say another, and I'm just going to be real about it, you know what I'm saying? We're going into the second season of Cannabis Radio. A lot of people that we dealt with you know, the sessions and the dab and tag and this, that, and the other, made a lot of promises that they couldn't keep. One of the promises that they made was being a man of their word and making sure that Cannabis Radio was being compensated for advertisement. People are not paying for their advertisement. I'm not going to get into names, not going to point any fingers, just not going to advertise for your ass no more. Simple as that. You know what I'm saying? If you can't respect what we do in the community to try and help take some of this heat off of your ass and everything and get to the medical reason of what this is about, then you're not for us and everything. And that was my mistake by trying to facilitate certain people in our cannabis world and in our cannabis community, and going on a man of word and a handshake wasn't good enough. So I see a lot of people chose to do different, when that's just like that's just like they say, you're gonna miss the water when the well run dry and everything. You know what I mean? So big shout out to everybody that's out there doing their thing. No hard feelings, anything like that. I just would rather for people to be man nor woman enough to call us and let us know that we no longer need your services, or we no longer can afford to do what we said we could do, or I just can't do that anymore. But once you go back on your word, that puts a bad stigma on you and your business. Because if you can't keep your word with a small radio show like us that's only charging you monthly a very, very, very small fee, and I'm pretty sure Deacon can attest to this, anyone else would be charging you from $500 to thousands of dollars to promote for you. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. You know what I'm saying? But right now, I feel that I'm right, and I'm just going to take this stand on that, and I'm going to leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? You got Cannabis Radio coming to you live and direct, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my man out there. Like I said, we got Tacoma, Washington in the building. We got the 702 in the building. We definitely got the 918 in the building. Oklahoma, I see y'all out there. And we definitely got the 404, the ATL is definitely in the house. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, you know, your boy Fat Man, a.k.a. West Coast, going to keep on doing this because this is all I know how to do. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. I'm going to still be a man of my word and do what I said I'm going to do. It's just that I can't fuck with you motherfuckers that can't be a man or a woman of your word. I can't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? You can't run a business that way, and that's no way to run a business. I know Dana's sitting over there quiet. She's like, oh, I ain't going to say too much of this and the other and everything.
Don't do that.
But that's
don't
all right.
Do that. I'm letting you speak, and then we're going to talk.
Yeah,
oh
it's all good. It's all good. But whatever I can say on this radio show, trust me, I can say it in front of you. And I can repeat
right.
it because
that part.
I am a man.
That part.
I am a boss. Only a boss can run shit and make certain calls. Only a real boss can do the type of advertisement that I did on a word and a handshake that lets you know that I run my own shit. And I don't need nobody to stand behind me. I don't need no motherfucker that I got to check in just to do some advertisement from someone that I called a business partner or from someone that I called family or even someone that we called a friend. Sometimes you need to sit back and be humble.
What did Kendrick say?
We get a witness. You gotta see this. Yeah. Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Vanessa nigga with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant lifting back, I'm counting this. You say with my boo, they take my Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy a Westie world with my paint stuff. Who that pussy good? Once you say this, on my taste buds. I get way too petty once you let me do the extras. Pull up on your block and break you down, we playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Piss out your per diem, you just gotta hate them phone. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes phone. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk. My left stroke just went viral. Right stroke, put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. There's levels to it, you and I know. Bitch, be humble. Bitch, sit down. 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 Be humble. Sit down. Be humble, bitch, sit down. Be humble, bitch, sit down. Who that nigga thinking that he frontin' on my man? Get the fuck off my stage, I'm the same man. Get the fuck off my dick, that ain't right. I make a play, fucking up your whole life. I'm so fucking sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Emperor with your pop. Show me something natural like ass with some stretch marks. Gonna take you down right on your mama couch and polo black. Hey, this shit way too crazy, hey. You do not amaze me, hey. I blew cool from AC, hey. Oh, how much it pays me, hey. I don't fabricate it, hey. Most of y'all be faking, hey. I stay modest about it, hey. She elaborated, hey. This that Grey Poupon, that AV on that TED Talk, hey. Watch my soul speak, you let the med talk, ay. If I kill a nigga, it won't be the alcohol, ay. I'm the realest nigga after all, bitch, be humble. Hold up, bitch, sit down. Hold up, be humble. Hold up, bitch, sit down. Be humble. Hold up, bitch, sit down. 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 Hold up, b on. Me on move. Sit down. Me on move. Sit down. Me on move. Sit down. Me on move. Bitch, sit down. Me on move. Sit down.
I love that song anyway. That was dope. That was perfect. Every time. Perfect segue. I was like, hell yeah. Anyway, that's my jam. I love him. I love Kendrick. Hey,
you
shout out to Kendrick Lamar. I love you, dude. All right. So
yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Without a doubt, he's doing a lot of good things in the community. Doing a lot of good things in the community and this, that, and the other. But
amazing.
Who is this? We got the phone lines. Phone lines is lit up.
Nice. I love it.
And everything, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So we're going to get into this, and we're going to take a call. We got somebody from the 513 area code.
That's my boy. That's right. Cincinnati.
That's your guy?
Yeah, it's my dude.
Yo, what's going on? Welcome to Cannabis Radio.
Hey, what's up? What's up, West Coast? This is Moolah from Cincinnati. Thank you. Thank you for having me. How you doing?
Hey. Hey, it's a pleasure, it's a pleasure, it's a pleasure, man. I heard a lot of good things about you and your Green Love edibles and cannabis products.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? And
no
everything.
Doubt, no
D has been telling us a lot about you and everything like that. So D, interview talk to him. How do you pronounce your name?
Hi.
My name is Moolah. I go by the name of Moolah.
Okay.
You know, everybody likes Moolah.
Moolah, like money.
I like Moolah. Yeah, yeah. I like Moolah.
Everybody loves Moolah. And that's my real name.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, I didn't make that up.
Okay, wonderful.
Let's get into this Green Love edible. Like, Green Love is our first product line that we are developing right now. My baker, Brock Marshall, is dope. He found a way to make these edibles, you know, mostly natural. All the ingredients he uses are natural ingredients. And also, he makes them, you know, tasty. When you eat his cookies,
uh-huh.
brownies, or Rice Krispies, you're like, you know, you would not even taste the weed in it, but it will get you high, best believe. And it will make you feel
wow.
good. We have different strains and different varieties depending on, you know, what you need. You know, some people need something for sleep. Some people have a lack of appetite. Some people need it for, you know, maybe, you know, a backache or anything. It's really good for anything. We're developing many different things. But right now with the edible product, that's the first thing. But we also have many other things that we're going to come up with, including drinks and shea butter with THC infused for therapy treatments and stuff like that.
Right.
So it's very interesting.
Right. That's wonderful, because I know we're dealing with a lot of vets and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, you know, I let everybody know, you know, I deal with, you know, type 10 arthritis in my knees. It's mornings that I can't even get up out of bed, especially if I'm up all night and I'm walking around all night and everything like that, so, you know, so I do have to get up in the morning and make sure I get some type of cannabis in my system. You know, right now I'm using the lotions, you know what I'm saying, for my pain and everything like that. Usually I smoke, but you know what I'm saying, but right now I've been using the lotions, and those have been effective as far as the deep tissue, getting into the deep tissue of the knees and everything, and soothing the pain and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So, what are your recommendations? I mean, what are your recommendations for knee pain and headaches and nausea, things like that?
Well, for knee pains and headache, we have we use different strains. Brock Marshall makes these oils depending on
uh-huh.
the strain. So we have some for pain. And I would use some sativa or indica, depending on what it is. But we have a really good combination for that, for pain, back pain, knee pain, arthritis. And we can hook you up. I'll have a little package for you, and I will send you something just so that you can try it. Since you have that condition, I'm sure, you know, you'll be a good person to try this and let me know what you think. And also, I wanted to say that, you know, when it comes to cannabis, there is this mystification that, you know, like people think it's just smokable. A lot of people don't even know that.
Right.
You know, you can eat it, you can drink it. You don't have to smoke it, because sometimes the smoke turns some people away from the cannabis, but there is so much benefit to it. And, you know, like and it's just like a little stigma to the culture. And, you know, we're trying to change that by educating the people and pushing something that is actually good for people's health. It's not just about getting high and having a good time. It comes with it. I'll call that the side effect of cannabis, you know.
Right. I mean, the one thing that we try and make sure that we get across on this show is the education of cannabis. That's what it's all about, you know what I'm saying? There's so many people that are miseducated on cannabis and are miseducated on the medical smoker and or the recreational smoker. The recreational smoker smokes for a reason, not just to get high, you know what I'm saying, and everything, just like the medical smoker. It all goes hand in hand. It's just everybody wants to put their label on it. You know what I'm saying? And you know, if you ask me, it really doesn't need a label. It's a healing herb. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
If you go in some places in the West Indies, West Africa, things like that, you find this growing wild. Wild out in the fields. Wild out in the jungles, out in the brush and things like
that.
No. I know my I'm sorry, what'd you say?
No, that's okay. I was just going to tell you, West Coast, that's ironic that you say that, because that's exactly where Mula's from. He's from Africa, West Africa. So he's very knowledgeable about a lot of these products, and I can attest to the edibles and to the lotions. His products are amazing. Really, they are.
And that's what we need for especially people in our race. You know, our race is always dealing with the aches and the pains and the weather change and the climate and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? The first thing, the first thing Big Mama used to do is grab her knees and rub her knees and go, oh, that old Arthur is coming up, that old Arthur messing with me again and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So these are the type things that we need in our community, you know what I'm saying, to help all colors and all races of people. It's not just the minority people. It's not just, you know, the Spanish people. It's everyone, everybody. So Dee, you got any questions?
Well, I mean, just the questions that I would have was, first of all, because he's also a colleague of mine, a business partner of mine, I know that he and his colleagues have just moved to Las Vegas from Cincinnati. So all of Las Vegas, Green Love is here, local now. Question would be, we want to definitely get something started. I know he's got something in the works, but where can we, you know, find you or buy your products? And so we have some things coming up, just to kind of throw that out there, a little teaser. We've got some good things coming for Las Vegas, but they've got some great stuff. So not necessarily questions, but question would be, you know, when are you going to set up shop?
Yes, exactly. That's what I was going to get into. We're gonna get linked up with the Weed Maps people. I think that's where we're gonna start and just put it out there, and they will help market the product also. So I'm thinking a time frame of 3 to 4 weeks. It should be out there. We are planning on going to the next couple of Dab and what is it called? Dab and Dip? Dab and
Dab and Tag. Yeah.
Dab and Tag.
There's a lot of other events as well. Yes.
So
we're
going
to get
involved
with, you know, those people for sure. Connecting. Now, I want you to network with all of those people. Like Chef, for sure. I want you to meet Chef from Killer Treats and Doughboy.
Mm-hmm.
All of those guys I want. I'm definitely going to introduce you so you guys as colleagues can kind of, you know, team up and really help the community.
Exactly. Sounds great. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to be available on Weedmap. We're going to have our website up and running. So right now we are in the process of launching it, but once it's launched, best believe you're going to know where to find us. We're going to be everywhere. So.
Well, and count on Cannabis Radio to, you know, back you up, and we will, you know, let people know and get the word out for you It's something we'll definitely welcome your advertisement, you know, in cannabis radio for sure.
Right, exactly.
I appreciate you guys having me. And if I can add one more thing to this whole thing is that we have to really demystify the fact that cannabis is called a drug. You know, I don't think it's a drug. You cannot OD on cannabis. And when you think about it and you look at a country like Amsterdam, where cannabis has been legal for over 40 years, and they have the lowest crime rate in the whole entire universe, then, you know, I just wanted to leave you guys with something to reflect on. If this thing is bad, then how come, you know? And then, you know, make up your own mind, basically. I'm just, you know, just wanted to leave something for your audience to ponder upon.
Well, we appreciate that. That's what we're about, the education. Like I said, tonight's topic like they say, your brain on drugs. Well, we're seeing what are the marijuana's long-term effects on the brain, all right? And it says substantial evidence from the animal research. They're constantly researching on these damn animals with this drug and shit. This is evidence of animal research, and growing numbers of studies in humans indicate that marijuana exposure during development can cause long-term or possibly permanent adverse changes in the brain. All right, now, they're testing this shit on rats. You know what I'm saying? They say rats.
But
rats exposed to THC.
Even though they tested on rats, but look at the sentence and listen to what they said. Okay, the key word there is during development. All right, that's just common sense. If kids smoke marijuana, it's going to affect their development. So when you look at their statement, it's not wrong, but they phrase it in a way where we don't really see what they're saying. They're saying that, kids should not smoke marijuana. Okay, we all can agree on that, but it's just the way they phrase it, because they did say during development, which means, when a kid is growing.
Exactly.
They're not talking about grown-ups here. So, when someone hits me with a research like that, I listen to the research and tell them, okay, this is exactly what the research is saying. You're not telling me anything that I will disagree on. Yes, kids should not smoke marijuana. We all can agree on that.
We all can agree on that. It says
but it's that wordplay,
they're gonna twist it so it'll make it be in their favor of the cover up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
But it says rats exposed to THC before birth and soon after birth or during adolescence show notable problems with specific learning and memory tasks later in life. Duh. No shit.
Well, obviously. Exactly.
If you give somebody THC, so I can understand, where they be talking about, as far as women goes, women that's pregnant and everything.
But that's
true.
Woman, that's a big problem.
They tell women if you're a cigarette smoker, they tend to want to tell you to back off the cigarettes slowly, because you can send your baby into shock because the baby is fixed off the nicotine. All right. So are you trying to say that the THC during pregnancy and this, that, and the other will cause the same problems, the same notable problems with specific learning and memory tasks later in life? Impairment in adult rats exposed to THC during adolescence are associated with structural and functional changes in the hippocampus. Now what is that, Moolah? What is the hippocampus?
I'm guessing it's part of your brain, because this whole thing happens in your brain. But what I get from all of that is that, pregnant women shouldn't smoke, right? Because the development of the baby and the fetus is directly connected. Like, it's like pregnant women shouldn't eat too much sugar. It's like pregnant women shouldn't do a lot of things. You shouldn't be eating, fast food when you're pregnant. The thing is that we take marijuana and take it out of the category of everything else. But when you really look at it, a pregnant woman shouldn't do a lot of things.
including.
I didn't even drink caffeine. Yeah, I didn't even drink coffee or anything. I switched to herbal tea. I was terrified. I'm like, oh my gosh, I stopped drinking pop. I was like, no way, I'm gonna put my baby in jeopardy. So
yeah,
wow.
So that's normal. You know, those are normal researches. Like if you're pregnant, you shouldn't do a lot of things, including smoke marijuana. That's that's normal.
Oh
if
yeah.
People do smoke. Marijuana while they're pregnant, it might have those results on their babies. It's like if they drink too much pop or consume too much caffeine, But the thing is, like, cigarette is legal, but cigarette is far more dangerous than marijuana. And tobacco is not that dangerous. It's the other chemicals that
they
put
the
in
chemicals,
right? So, but the naturally grown tobacco in Africa or in South America is perfectly healthy for you. It's actually recommended for your health. It's the other 4,000 chemicals they put in cigarettes. That's not good for you. So cigarette, as of today, is worse than marijuana. But an 18-year-old or 21-year-old can go and backpack, right? And alcohol is 10 times worse. But alcohol is legal.
Yeah,
if
true.
Your son,
that's
if,
true,
if you find out, if parents,
right?
And then parents find out their kids drink, it's not a big deal. But parents find out their kids smoke, and then it's a bigger deal.
They freak
but
out,
the
right?
Long effect, yeah, the long-term effect of alcohol, if you look that up, you'll see that it's far more devastating than the long-term effect of marijuana. And on top of that, marijuana have a positive effect because marijuana is used to treat cancer and other things. Alcohol or cigarette, on the other hand, doesn't treat anything. It's just like a vice, period.
Right.
And marijuana is a vice, but that it could be a vice, I should say. It could be used as a vice. Anything can be, abused.
Well, anything,
if you abuse sugar, you'll get diabetes. It's just like
Exactly. Exactly, 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 exactly. So listen, where can they find you on Instagram, Facebook?
Yes, we are on Facebook right now under Kingdom Inc. Records. If you go and look at Kingdom Inc. Records, I also have a record label, so we do music. So a lot of the things for the edible isn't up yet, but you can link up with us going on Facebook, looking at Kingdom Inc. Records, and you'll find us there. Or you can go on YouTube. You can find our YouTube channel. And also, when we launch this, we'll launch it on our platforms, so that way, you'll be first to know. And, that's the best way to link up with us.
Perfect.
Exactly. Well, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate you coming on the show. You are more than welcome to come
Thanks,
on.
Thanks,
Mulai.
I appreciate you.
When you come up with a new strand or something like that, like I said, starting next month, we're going to be having the strand of the month and everything. You know what I'm saying? We'll be talking about that strand. We'll be pushing that strand. We'll be trying that strand, and we'll see. Put the strand to the test. We'll see how does it work with arthritis. We'll put it to the test. You know what I'm saying? And see if it stands up to what it say. We got a lot of these chemists and everything wants to cross this and cross that and this, that, and the other. That's what we be telling everybody. You fuck around and cross up the wrong shit and you be created something that you can't fuck with and you can't stop.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's just real shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why this damn president of ours then pissed off that little Korean man over there and this, that, and the other. He taking penitentiary poses and shit in the camera.
You saw that on Facebook? I saw that shit too.
Yeah.
I saw that.
He taking
penitentiary
poses. You know what I'm saying? And everything. So my thing is this. We might as well smoke, like they say. Might as well smoke, sit back, and watch and see what happens. Because it's not over yet. We are just getting started.
The irony in all this is that we might all end up going up in smoke. So
we might. So I would rather be puff puff passing, instead of be running and shit like that. Damn, this is the way we're gonna go out. So, listen, y'all, you got Cannabis Radio, you know what I'm saying? I got my girl D from the 313.
Hey,
man Mulan, you know what I'm saying? My man Mulan is came on the show and told
Mula.
Us about Green Love Moolah. Yeah, my man Moolah, you know what I'm saying?
That's
came on the show and told us about Green Love, edibles, and everything like that. And we're going to make sure that we definitely bring back Moolah and Green Love edibles once again in the second season. Damn, we already going into the second season.
I would be more than happy to be back.
Yes, I would love that move. I will for sure have you back on season two. For sure.
Exactly, thank you. Thank you, West Coast. And thank you, D. And Cannabis. Shout out to Cannabis Radio. You guys are doing a great job. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, show support. And, you know, like, anytime, I will call you guys randomly and just, you know, just check on you. Just, you know.
Awesome. I appreciate that. I love it. Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? So, listen, we're going to pay some bills, and we're going to be right back with 420 Evaluation out of California, my girl, Washita.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
We go way back, you know what I'm saying? And we go get back into, you know, what's your brain, or, you know, the effects that marijuana has on your brain. You know what I'm saying? If anybody want to call us and have anything to say, that's 760-888-5776. That's 760-888-5776. Just press the first button, let us know that you're in queue, and we'll do the damn thing, y'all. We'll be right back.
This is
we pay these
Cannabis
bills.
Radio. Hey.
Wicked and wicked, you gotta see this.
So we fighting, and then we loving,
and we loving.
In the AM, maybe we'll be nothing. And you say you like that real thug,
real thug,
but you hate it when them confused flow. For real though, love came through the front, went out the back though. Emotions are running, depression is coming. Can't believe you love me, cause your feelings are funny.
I'm so tired of going up and down, round and round. I'm so over it, I'm breaking down. I'm about to call it quits, I done had enough of it. My heart is so cold, I can't find all love here. I'm so tired of going up and down, round and round. I'm so over it, I'm breaking down. I'm about to call it quits, I done had enough of it. My heart is so cold, I can't find no love here.
My heart on broken, confidence stolen. My mind going crazy, should I stay or keep going? She don't love me, well I gotta embrace it. If I don't love her, baby girl, you gotta face it. The thing about love, you can't find it or need to trace it. If love was a test, you either fail or you ace it. Love me for who I am. If not, I don't give a damn. You want the cars, house, and designer things. I get it, baby girl, you want the finer things. And I ain't hating on you, go and get it now. Matter of fact, go and get it, make daddy proud. Everything change when you say the L word. Cause I can't say it back, I don't know what to tell her. You say what is love? It's a powerful word. And it's more than great, man, it's shocking her.
I'm so tired of going up and down, round and round. I'm so over it, I'm breaking down. I'm about to call it quits, I done had enough of it. My heart is so cold, I can't find no love here. I'm so tired of going up and down, round and round. I'm so over it, I'm breaking down. I'm about to call it quits, I done had enough of it. My heart is so cold, I can't find no love here.
You wanna upgrade, baby, and that's a fact. But you don't get a just like that. You don't throw away what we had just like that. You leave a real shout, I bet you come right back. And you said that I cheated in the past, that's true. And in the future, I did everything you asked me, boo. Yeah, I cheated and you cheated. But in the end, it's in the wind, baby, where we meet. It's not the end, we're pretending, make this all a secret. Emotional roller coaster, the pain is almost over. The monkey is off my shoulder.
I can't find no love here. I'm so tired of going up and down, round and round. I'm so over it, I'm breaking down. I'm about to
know some of y'all going through it. Y'all see me go through it. But I'm good, though, you feel me?
That's your boy, Lil Scrubby.
Another day, another flow, another
show. You know what I'm saying?
See it.
Cannabis Radio.
And I'm
coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. West Coast, a.k.a. Fat Man. Coming to you and everything, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. We are getting into our second hour of Cannabis Radio, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my man, Moolah. My man, Moolah.
That's my boy.
You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to him, you know what I'm saying? For Green Love Edibles, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So big shout out to them doing the damn thing. But right now, with no further ado, I'm going to bring on my good buddy and my good friend. We go way back, you know what I'm saying, and everything. She's right now doing 420 evaluations out of California with, you know what I'm saying, and showing everybody how to get properly evaluated and get your medical needs and everything like that and abide by the cannabis laws. With no further ado, y'all, on the show right now, it's my friend, my buddy, Washita Amore. What's going on, sweetie?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing good.
Hello.
We're doing good.
Hello
how
there.
Today?
How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Wonderful. Thanks for asking. Thank you so much for doing the show today.
Problem, anything for my buddy.
everything. Yeah, me and Washita, we did hell. Barbecues and car washes and all of that stuff.
Right.
Boy, we got me out in the middle of the street with boxes with shit
with
painted on the front of them. And washed cars
grinding.
And everything, but that was all right. No, hey, we had to get out there and grind it out, you know what I'm saying, and everything. But I am so glad she is on the show, you know what I'm saying. She's been real busy taking care of that little baby girl of hers and everything, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. So I'm glad she took the time to call in today and everything. So, Washita, tell us about 420 evaluations.
So basically, we write recommendations for cannabis license, or to be able to carry and cultivate cannabis license. I mean, cannabis. We also do what we call exemptions, where it allows you to grow more than the regular cannabis card does.
Okay then. So
that's really interesting.
So when I get a cannabis card, I can grow only so much in my house. How many plants can I have in my house if I get a cannabis card?
You can have a total of 12, but 6 of them can only be mature.
Six of them have to be immature.
Yes.
Okay.
Like in the growth stages. Okay. How does that even work? I'm just
okay.
so confused. I'm like, excuse my ignorance on that part of it. I just don't know, like, the medical cards and things, like the medical side of it. I'm learning a lot, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know, like, what's that process like? But, yeah, I mean, that's interesting. I'm fascinated by that whole process.
Oh, no, it's actually,
so,
our process is pretty easy. If we get a patient in, for instance, like they come in, a lot of people will bring a folder with every single medical document they have ever went to the doctor for. And it's always funny because I remember my first time getting my card, I did the same exact thing, and you don't really need that.
That's probably what I would do, too.
Yeah. Anybody who's new to it, they always do it. It's always funny to see who's going to be the one to do it. But you basically go into the doctors with a reason, and we have a list of reasons that we automatically approve you for, and then we also have a list of reasons like kidney problems or liver problems that we can't approve you for.
Right.
So you come in with
we
that.
We didn't know about that.
Yeah, because I have kidney issues, so
cirrhosis.
That's very interesting.
So cirrhosis, and depending on what type of kidney issue, like if you have dialysis, like go and get dialysis 3 times a week, we cannot approve you for that because you know, with the kidneys, that's filtering of the blood, so we cannot approve anybody that has that problem.
Yeah, no, mine's not that serious. I've had like really large stones and had to have surgery to take them out. And I'm better now because I'm taking care of myself and drinking tons of water. And yeah, totally changed my lifestyle. But yeah, that's interesting to know. I mean, that's good to know though, because people need to know they can and cannot, you know, have to get this card.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Wow.
And also, back to that getting approved, we could definitely get you approved for a card with that problem, because that's not
that
a serious kidney problem anyway.
Right. Well, and more of my issues are like pain issues. I have really a host of neck and back issues, disc and nerve damage and things like that. So that's pretty much my story.
Okay, yeah. Then you definitely be qualified for that.
Interesting. Cool.
Now is a California card different from a Las Vegas card?
I'm actually not exactly sure how your guys' cards work, but our cards can travel anywhere. Like I was listening to the guy from Cincinnati. I went there recently, like about a month ago. If I go to Cincinnati, I can take my card with me and pack my medicine in my suitcase and have it put on the plane versus in my carry-on. As long as I have my medical recommendation, I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what a friend of mine did that too, and he's gone. He had a California, because I just moved back to Vegas. I lived in Southern California for 12 years, and so a good friend of mine had his card, and he's done that and traveled. So yeah.
Oh yeah. I recently found that out. Actually, I had no idea, and one of my
patients
and my mentor told me they did that. I thought that was cool because I had no idea. But yeah,
have no idea either. I didn't know that you could travel with it. I didn't know that you could travel with cannabis. I didn't know that you could get on, you know, I understand that you can have it, you know, in your bag and get your bag checked in and everything. Never knew of, you know, carrying it on the plane or this, that, and the other. That's why I be wondering how people be like, yeah, I got to go to the airport. I got 50 pounds coming in. You got what coming in the airport?
Yeah, now I wouldn't do
that. Coming in on a private plane, I don't think
they're going to a real airport. I think they're going to a clear airport for that one.
Right.
Okay.
I'm in the middle of the desert, you know, first cactus on the right, you know what I mean?
Right. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, wow, you know what I'm saying? And they were like, well, you know, no, I go pick it up from here and this, that, and the other. Now, I thought, now from my thinking, and maybe my thinking is wrong, but I thought that once you cross that California, Nevada state line, that you are now in Vegas and you are now trafficking.
That depends on the amount and whether you have a recommendation from California. Because if
you're
like me, I have MS. I go to Vegas all the time to visit my family. If I get pulled over and they smell it in the car, I present my recommendation. My Kaiser information that I have from my regular primary doctor saying that I am a medical marijuana patient, and I let them know how much I have, which should be under 8 ounces, because that's all the state of California allow you to carry on your person in 8 ounces with the recommendation.
Wait a minute. That's all California allow you to carry is 8 ounces?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And
that's
in some cities. That depends on what city, because in the
that's
city of Hemet, where I work, we can only carry 6 ounces on us. I have to tell a lot of my patients that, because that's where the city gets their little money, and, you know, the state of California get their little, you know, the little probation and all that good stuff. That's where that it gets iffy. So it's always good to check with different zoning ordinances and how much you're allowed to grow and carry, because they all can do their own thing.
That's true.
Wow.
That's really true. County lines, city lines. County is really big. It's a big thing. County lines are a big deal.
Yes.
Hell, that's all I need
they
is
really
6 ounces. Yeah, shit. Hey, you know the hell. That's all I need is 6 ounces. Anymore, I would be being greedy. Anymore. I got 32 ounces on me. That's being greedy. Yeah, I got six, and I smoke out of each six of them. Every day, and this, that, and the other, and even if, you know what I'm saying?
this is
what I'm talking about, the miseducation, because you got everybody that come around and, oh, well, you can carry up to this, and you can do up to that,
No.
Yeah, but once once you cross that state line, you're in different waters now.
Yes,
you know
some
what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Our laws aren't Las Vegas laws aren't the same as California laws.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And everything like that.
Not
you know,
all.
you can't have, that's like out here, we can't have smoke sessions. We can't have sessions out here. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't want us smoking it publicly. You know what I mean?
Okay. Because it is a medical product.
Right.
That's probably why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But everybody
that's
go to California and it's like, yo, you know, we got the session going on out in California and this and the other. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I also hear that the pricing is different. It's like the pricing that they're getting in California outweighs that the pricing that we're getting out here. I was told I was told that California sells $5 a gram. We sell between 10 and up a gram.
Right.
Yes. Yes. And then you do have some places where I like the places where I go, they do 3 grams for $10.
Shut your mouth.
3 grams for
$10. I have a few dispensaries that I work with that actually do 3 for $10.
Where is that? West Coast and I gonna be on the road in about 10 minutes. We're gonna go on our way to LA.
Come see me. You could get our $20 special, 3 month rec.
Exactly. I'm in the wrong spot. I'm in the wrong spot. So for damn near $20, I can almost get an eighth.
Uh-huh. Look, ain't that some shit? I just moved back here 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. You know, I'm just newly returned
now, mind
to
you,
this
that's,
world.
That's Riverside County, though. Mind you, that is Riverside County. I haven't seen that
that's
anywhere
why.
Else.
I lived in Ventura County.
This is crazy. See, this is what I'm talking about, and this is what we don't get told by the cannabis seller that's coming from California and everything like that,
right.
Because we get a lot of
not
people that come from California. We get a lot of people come from California, and they come out here, and they come out here, and they come out here and sell. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay, you just came out here with 8 pounds of weed and this, that, and the other, and you're selling it out here. I said, well, I would think it would be more lucrative to be where you're at instead of coming and taking the risk of crossing state lines and ordinances and this, that, and the other to get your ass locked up to try and make more money.
Right.
No, that's the American greed of it. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Just,
and you have to weigh those options and say, okay, is this
you
worth
said that?
It? Or, you know.
Yeah, you said
I
that
mean,
perfectly.
Obviously,
American
obviously,
dream.
Obviously
that's exactly
it is.
That's right. That's exactly. Absolutely.
You know, obviously it is because if you know, I mean, because my thing is this, and you know, big shout out to everybody that we have been, you know, met at the dab and tag and this, that, and the other, and everything. Well, let me tell y'all something about all of that stuff. Police know about that shit. All right, they've been sending out letters. Matter of fact, they have been going to some of the houses of the people that is on Instagram, because I've been getting the phone calls that the police are showing up at the house because you're putting your stuff out there on social media for everybody and their mama to see it. Now, the only reason
why I do it is because
I get paid for it. Yeah, I feel you.
Right.
You know, the only reason why I do it is because I get paid for it.
Yeah, I mean, we do. Yeah,
you know?
We do our promotions because I have told people after
you know,
that. Yeah. You know,
wow.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? But when you got people making posts, you know, that's just like tonight. There is no dab and tag tonight. You know what I'm saying? They canceled it.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they let Metro Police sniff it out, and they let Metro Police slip up in there with undercover, taking pictures, taking films, filming the shit. So now there is no more dab and tag. And from what I hear, dab and tag is now in the state of Detroit. Doing it out there. So my thing is this: it was never about the medical needs of the patient. It was never about meeting the needs of the community.
Mm-mm.
It was about making the money and getting the money. and getting the fuck out of Vegas up under the radar. Now, I really don't give a fuck if I'm giving away secrets or not, but right is right and wrong is wrong. You know what I'm saying? And to come out here, that's why a lot of people really get pissed off when California people come out here, because certain California people don't know how to act when they get out here. And they want to get out here and throw their weight around and this, that, and the other, and want to see whose dick is bigger than whose and who got the biggest pound and this, that. Man, don't nobody give a fuck about that shit.
Mm-mm.
Nobody give a fuck about that. It's about supply and demand. It's about educating, and it's about making sure that your people and your community is taken care of properly, not trying to make a buck over or trying to get over on me, because if you do me right, I'll come back. Doesn't that make sense?
Makes
you know what
perfect
I'm saying?
Sense to me.
Makes perfect sense to me. You know, if you do me right, I'll come back and I'll spend my money with you. And I will bring my friends to spend their money with you because you do me right, because you keep your word with me as a man or as a woman or as a dispensary or as a business person, things like that. That's what we call communication. That's called equal commerce. You know what I'm saying? If we can agree to agree, then what the hell is the holdup? But we got everybody out here that want to outdo everybody. That's just like the radio business. Everybody, you started seeing all the little internet radio shows popping up and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Like bumper crops and everything like that. But I'm going to tell you the one thing that everybody is jumping on right now, and I've never tried this shit, and they tried to turn me on to it the other day, and that's mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
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 I don't know. Can anybody clarify that up for me? What's up with the mushroom?
I wouldn't.
Y'all got quiet. Motherfucker. Y'all was like, mushroom. Y'all
yeah.
Like, oh, shit. Mushrooms. I don't know. I plead the fifth on the mushrooms.
Lord.
I've never tried mushrooms. I hear people, they bake with it. They cook with them. Some of them eat them right out of the bag. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want nothing that's going to make me see little leprechauns and shit and purple horseshoes and green clovers and shit like that. I don't want no shit that's going to make me see like the walls is melting around me and everything like that. Because isn't mushrooms a part of a chemical?
Well, it's a hallucinogenic. That's what I know.
Well, I'm
good.
You know what I'm saying? It's enough going on. It's enough going on without me hallucinating shit and everything and seeing shit that ain't there. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. So, Washita, what's one of the things, or what's one of the things going on in California right now that we probably don't know about that's going on worldwide as far as this medical marijuana thing goes? I mean, are there any things that we need to be looking for? Any changes? Any laws that's going to be changed? Anything as far as being able to cross these state lines? I'll be in compliance and be trafficking again if I go to Arizona.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
For Arizona, they will definitely, yeah, I wouldn't mess around in Arizona. But
wow.
As far as California is concerned,
uh-huh.
As far as California is concerned, you know, everybody's talking about everything being recreational and all that. I mean, it's cool to have a recreation, you know, law being, you know, legal or whatever. But at the same
uh-huh.
time, if you consume a lot of cannabis or cannabis products, you still need a recommendation.
Uh-huh.
Whereas it won't
okay.
save you from losing your job if you do pop 30 on the test, it could possibly
right.
save you, because there are certain jobs out there that recognize cannabis as a actual medication. So if you
right.
do have a recommendation,
right.
if you do get, like, say you have it for insomnia and you use the night before
uh-huh.
you go to work the next day and get hurt, boom. You're going
right.
to have to drug test. So if you pop on that
okay.
drug test, you have a recommendation, you could basically present that to your employer at the time, and they can make the decision as to, you know, from what you get with them an explanation of whether they want to keep you hired or not. So it's a 50-50 with that as concern. But also
mm-hmm.
the recreational legal usage is not that much. You can
you only can carry under an ounce with you. Like, say you get caught coming from the dispensary, like a lot of the police officers do in my city, they'll sit at the corner and watch the dispensaries and see who come out with the biggest bag, and they'll try to get them.
You're kidding.
They sure will. You're sure right about that.
No, they sure will.
They've done it. I've seen it. You sure right.
Mm-hmm.
They have.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. If you get caught with the more than the recreation allowance, which is only an ounce and under, you will go to jail. You will be paying the state of California a lovely debt of your life.
They're rolling taxes. They get
your
you
life
Cali.
For the 3 to 5 years.
Them
yes.
taxes
uh-huh.
will get you.
Wow.
Yes,
for
yes,
real?
Indeed.
They like,
oh, yes,
what?
Indeed. Oh, yeah, they'll put you in jail if you get caught without a recommendation with over an ounce. You will go to jail, and you will be charged with possession.
And do you
so
want to know
where
it's worse?
Tell people to keep us.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Absolutely. No, I didn't mean to cut you off, but where it's worse is Texas as well. California and Texas, man, they don't play that shit. Ooh.
Yeah,
man.
I heard. Yes, I heard.
Really?
I heard.
Texas?
Yes.
Oh my God! You'll go to jail for a seed in your ashtray in Texas. For
yes,
real, for
you
real.
Sure can. You sure can.
A seed.
A seed.
Come on, y'all.
You can,
y'all gotta come on.
And she just jogged something in my memory that I read recently.
Uh-huh.
As far as having a license in California and traveling to Las Vegas, you can bring plant. You can bring medication like edibles. Ointments, lotions,
okay.
flowers.
Right.
But you can you cannot transport clones or seeds.
Right.
You will be arrested for trafficking.
Yep. Yeah. Sure will.
Yeah,
they
yeah
are,
that's called yeah,
that's why I said you have yeah,
oh, yeah,
that's why you have to make sure you check every law as far as if you're traveling in and out of the state, you have to check it
mm-hmm.
out. Because if you don't,
okay.
you get caught up, you
county will
up.
Get you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Cruising
wow.
and then just whoop whoop, they got you
mm-hmm.
quick.
Wow.
Sure will.
Oh shit. Yeah.
I got pulled
like
over
it, yeah.
about 2 years ago with 3 pounds in my car.
Oh shit. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna spit my drip car right now. Oh my god.
I can go to jail thanks to high boy. Let me tell you, thanks to high and mighty,
Lord
I didn't go
Jesus.
To jail because the only thing that saved me that day. Was I had a recommendation, and the police officer that pulled me over knew that I was coming from a collective. That I basically, a collective is where you pay somebody to grow
right.
weed for you.
Right,
I told
right.
him
okay.
my recommendation. All he told me was, I'm going to let you go because I know where you came from. Just take it and go
right.
straight home. Don't go nowhere
right.
else. Go straight home.
Don't
you
even
let
go
me
to church.
Go. Honey,
Jesus
let me
saved
tell you.
You.
I pulled in my parking
wow.
in my driveway and kissed the ground.
Like,
oh, my God.
Got that shit
yes,
out the car.
Yes, it could have been a bad day.
It could have been a really bad
you,
day. You are blessed,
yes.
my
oh,
love.
Yes,
wow,
indeed.
That's
so
crazy.
It's always
that
God's
is crazy. Yes. And everybody walking around here, hold on. You got people coming out here. I mean, when they did their sessions out here, we had people coming in from California, 8, 9, 10 pounds of weed. Easy.
Hmm.
Easy. And I mean,
ooh,
and they,
wow.
they're pulling it out, talking about, look at this, West Coast. Look at this. And I'm going, you drove
oh,
all
yeah, remember
down here from California?
Do you remember that one guy, West Coast, that one guy had the big-ass jar? It was the biggest jar I've ever seen in my life. It was, like, the biggest, you know, where you get Twizzlers, and the big jar was, like, the bigger jar than that. I was like, okay, Costco, I see you, Jesus. I mean, it was the biggest damn jar, and he's like, hey, check it out. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Check it out, yeah.
I don't even know how much was in there, but it was a big-ass jar.
I mean, out here, it's like a fashion show. I mean, it's like,
for real.
Who can bring the most? Who got the different type of strands, and then you got your scientists just mixing mixing all these strands and coming up with this and coming up with that and this and the other.
Right.
And they are selling this stuff, and I mean, they're selling it out here hand over fist. I mean, a pound is going for $2,500 out here, easy.
Yeah, y'all be careful.
You know what I'm saying?
With those different strains and all that. Like,
yeah,
I tell people, once the government get a hold to a product that is meant to be grown naturally, they always alter it. They always do different stuff. I don't need no GMO weed. I'm cool.
Right.
Treat GMO weed like you treat GMO products that they sell on the store shelves. Vegetables, fruits,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. Just don't buy it.
Right.
Don't buy it.
Yeah, yeah. Because they spray it.
Because you don't know what they're putting. Yeah, you don't know what they're putting into it. Montesano is one of the GMO people that, you know, do all of our vegetables and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They've actually bought a contract with the government to grow wheat. So if you're not
okay.
buying your weed from a person that you know is growing it themselves, then I wouldn't bother it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't touch it.
I wouldn't either. I mean,
right.
there's so much going on and this, that, and
mm-hmm.
the other and everything. So, Sheena, what do they have to do to set up an appointment with you to be seen and go through the evaluation process or this, that, and the other? Now, do we have to pay a fee once we get this card or once we go through this process, or what is basically the process about?
Yeah, so basically you come into my office, 640 North San Jacinto Street, Suite C in Hemet, California. You can
okay.
either call us and make an appointment at 951-616-9169, or you could just walk in. We take walk-ins. All you need is the fee. Our fees start at $20 for the month of September. We're doing $20 recs and up.
Holy cow.
We can do 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years, and our doctor even approves people for 3 years.
Wow.
Wow.
So it's really up to you what you want. You come in, you fill
right.
out the paperwork, we get you evaluated, sit in front of the computer, talk to the doctor. Boom, we get you approved and out the door in under 15 minutes.
Damn.
Man.
What's up?
In under
yeah.
15 minutes?
Wow.
Well, that's how fast I am.
Yeah. right?
Oh, whatever.
That's what I can get. Gorgeous. right.
Man,
yeah.
Wow.
I appreciate
wow.
that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there because I mean I've never been through the process of this and the other. I know I gotta come back to Cali and everything. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? And come back to Cali so we could do some things and stuff like that there. But I know you're on Facebook. Are you on Facebook and Instagram?
Yeah, only Facebook right now. We're on Facebook, Weed Maps, and Yelp at 420 Evaluations, San Jacinto.
Okay. All righty then. Y'all
nice.
Make sure y'all hit up my girl, Washita, and everything
road
at 420 Evaluations. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
I'm all
and everything. Make sure y'all hit her up.
Yeah.
Tell her that West Coast sent y'all, and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying, and everything. You know, and we will make sure that Washita is coming in at least once. Twice a month and everything to keep us
absolutely.
On, keep us abreast of what's going on in California and everything, so you don't slip up and what's going on and what they got going on in the weekends and things like that. You know what I'm saying? For our recreational smokers that want to get out and, you know what I'm saying, get away from Vegas for a while and want to go out and kick it in California. You know, so big shout out to American Airlines out there in California that holding it down out there. You know what I'm saying and everything and making sure that we taken care of. You know what I mean? So. We're going to make sure that y'all taken care of and everything like that there. You know what I'm saying? So it is, like I said, if you got any questions, hit us up at 760-888-5776. That's 760-888-5776. You know what I'm saying? Any last words, sweetie?
Nope. Just make sure you come in and see us. We got 9 offices in Southern California, so we're probably one of the biggest doctor's offices or have the most in Southern Cali right now. And I just
fantastic.
Got one. Yeah, we're putting one in Sacramento as of this week. So we're going
wow.
to be moving up
wow.
to Northern California. So we could
nice.
Go.
Yeah, because I come back
yeah,
and forth
that.
A lot from Cali because my daughter lives in Ventura. So I'm always back. I have friends in L.A., business associates. So I'm constantly back and forth to L.A. So that's perfect.
Okay. Okay, well,
and I need to relocate.
Yeah,
perfect. Yeah, I need to relocate and everything like that. But we're going to make sure that we check in with Washita, you know what I'm saying, once a week and everything, you know what I'm saying. We do this every Wednesday here on Blog Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying, Cannabis Radio, you know what I mean, y'all. We're just trying to educate our recreational smoker and our medical smoker, you know what I'm saying. So we appreciate you coming on, sweetie, and we will definitely be in touch with you. I know I will, because I'm taking my ass to California and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'll be back to visit often.
Right. Go out there and hang out with Rashida for a while. You know what I'm saying? Huh. And everything. You know what I mean? So we're going to take a break, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Pay some bills and everything, and then we go close out this show, y'all. This is
all righty.
Radio.
My fear is my Early in the mornings when I think about you. Yeah. I hit you like what you say. In the mornings when I wanna fuck you. Yeah. I hit you like what you say. I could fuck you all the time.
Yeah, y'all, what's going on? You welcome back to Cannabis Radio and this, that, and the other. Boy, you know what? My radio show game is really slipping today. And this, that, and the other. That just goes to show you.
I wasn't
going to
say it. You said it. Hi,
I'm going to say nothing. Huh? You wasn't going to say nothing?
I wasn't going to say it.
Shit, my radio game.
You said it. I'm not, you know.
My radio game was shitty today. You know what I'm saying? That comes from motherfuckers not paying like they supposed to and taking care of a motherfucker. And then I would be on point. But that's all right, though. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to be all right. We're going to be right back with the new season. You know what I'm saying? Starting next Wednesday, the new season, season 2 of Cannabis Radio. You're going to have my girl Dean from the 313 and, of course, your boy West
Coast. That's right.
The Fat Man. We're going to be doing the damn thing and this, that, and the other. That's all right. We're just going to add some new things and new twists and some new turns. You know what I'm saying? Some more bells and some more whistles. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. This is the way the radio show game goes. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not, you know, I'm not upset. I'm actually excited. You know what I mean? So other than that, y'all, you know what I'm saying? You got any shout-outs before we get up out of here, D?
Of course. You know my man, Pauly Mack. I got a shout-out, Pauly Mack and Ringmaster BMC. I just, you know he's been grinding, working, being on movie sets, doing the damn thing. So
right.
Shout out to Pauly
Mack. Right.
And shout out to Kingdom Records. That's my boy Moolah. Some talented people coming from Cincinnati. Las Vegas, get ready. It is the Cincinnati invasion. This kid is hot. So on the music tip, but shout out to Moolah, shout out to Big Cam, Brock Marshall, Precious, the entire Kingdom Records camp. And that's all I got. And of course, shout out to you, West Coast. As always, my boy from the 313.
Exactly. I just want to say thank you for everybody that's been supporting the show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Real talk.
Yeah, you know, that's for real. You know, I know I talk a lot of shit and this, that, and the other, but the one thing that I do and the one thing that I do stand on, and that's my word. And in these days and times, that's all you got is your word. You know what I'm saying?
That's so true.
Your word beats more money in the world. Your word beats a contract. Your word beats out anything. That trumps everything. Even Donald Trump. He ain't even keeping his word.
Preach.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Okay, so check this out.
So that
everything. Yeah, I completely agree. And let me just, I didn't mean cut you off and I agree, but my closing thoughts on that is just, to be honest, now this, here we go. Like you said, we're closing out and going into the second season. I personally want to say thank you. This is a new venture for me, just so that the community knows. I haven't done radio in 20 years. I did radio 20 years ago. I'm a lot older than I look. Thank you, God, for good genes. But I'll tell you something. I support West Coast and what he's doing, and I appreciate your support in us. We are trying to do something new, and whenever you're trying to launch a product, I'm also a brand ambassador, so I know a little something
right.
about how this works, and it's very difficult sometimes to launch a new brand, and people question it. Sometimes it's the people in your own circle that'll be like, oh, well, that's not going to fly, or you're not going to do this.
That's not going to work.
So
that
we just
fly.
Really, you're never going to do this. And so thank you for the people that are really holding us down, the true people that support us, and we are going to be doing some amazing things in season 2, like going live remotes from dispensaries and really, really pushing our brand, but helping the community and backing up. And I agree with what you say being on our word. We're from Detroit. We're from the Midwest, where we're bred a little bit different out there, and where we believe in a hard work ethic, and it is on our word, but it's also based on our actions. My grandfather and my uncles always used to say, don't talk about it, be about it.
And you, you know, if you won't talk about it, show me better than you can tell me.
Show me
and,
better.
And that's what we lived on.
Man.
That's what we lived on. That is that Midwest Detroit Motor City Chevy old school Oldsmobile Cutlass driving motherfuckers that knew how to work. That raised us right. And so that's where we come from. Now, and people are from all over in Vegas, but at the end of the day, we all have to back up our word. And I say this as a brand ambassador. You are your brand. So whatever you do, whatever shady business or whatever, however you run your business, that's up to you. I could give zero fucks. I don't care. But the thing is you come to me for branding, and I have to sit here and go, oh, my God, this is a PR nightmare because what are you doing? And is this your brand, and is you represent you out in the streets? And I raised my kids that way, too. My kids are all grown and gone, and I have one in the military, one in college, and one out of college. And I'll tell you something, that work ethic is incredible in those millennials, and people recognize it because I wasn't having it. And so I'm like, you're going to talk about it? You're going to be about it? Do what you say you're going to do. Now, life circumstances, shit happens. We get it.
Right.
Life happens. But communicate that shit. But then back it up and go, you know what? I'm back in the game. Let me, okay, hey, let me do this.
Let me do this. Let me this, that, and the other. Let me call, you know, let me call D and this, that, and the other. And let her know that, you know, hey, blah, 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 blah. All it takes is a little communication.
To me, that's like people go through. I mean, I just went through some shit, and you know this on a personal note. I just went through some stuff. But you know what? Guess what? I didn't have any excuses. I didn't feel sorry for myself. The first opportunity I could to fix it, I did. And now I'm back, and everything's good. So I just don't, you know, it's that kind of mentality. So that was my rant for the day. I guess this is an episode of venting some shit, but it's all good. And but I said that all to say this. I appreciate the support, and this radio is new, and we're gonna improve it. So we want to know the good, bad, and the ugly, and indifferent. I will fix it. We will fix it and make a better product for this community. Trust and believe that, and that is my word, because any brand that I'm involved in, I stand by, and I do the best I can for that brand. So you can count on me and West Coast to take those needs into consideration and make a good product for the city of Las Vegas and beyond. And that's it for me today.